Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Joining me right now here on the program, radio talk show host on 660 AM, The Answer in Dallas, Mark Davis, who has a brand new book. He's a radio talk show host, columnist, now author, Mark Davis, Lone Star America, How Texas Can Save Our Country. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
Man, it is great to be on with the good people of Lubbock and great to be on with you, Chad. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming on. Tell folks, number one, what motivated you to write a book?
Well, listen, look what you do for a living. Look what I do for a living. How much time do we spend looking at, taking back the Senate in 2014, hopefully getting an actual unapologetic conservative in the White House in 2016? And it's all about doing certain things, about believing in smaller government, less taxation, more liberty, sensible regulation, certain set of values. And, you know, when you start to make that list, it's Texas. And so I thought I would make a premise, and it's probably a very Texas thing to do, isn't it, to suggest that everybody ought to be run the way we are. But you know what? The country would be a lot less messed up if other states, especially our friends in California and New York, learned a little bit about what it's like to be pro-business, pro-energy. I think that those states would be in a little better straits, because look what we've been able to do, Chad. We've, it's the Obama years. It's tough for everybody, but it's been a little bit less tough on us because of what some call the Texas miracle. It ain't a miracle. It's just a state doing a lot of things right.
Well, and this is something that I think will play nationally, because you see Rick Perry, who has obviously been traveling the country. He's been talking about the same thing, about how, in the state of Texas, we have something that has been going right. We can sell this on the national stage. It seems like that's what Lone Star America is really about taking what we've done in this state, and hopefully we'll continue to do in this state, and really put it on a federal level.
Yeah, and Governor Perry is the proper recipient of a lot of credit for this, as is Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, whom you just welcomed. We just talked off the air about how kind of melancholy and bittersweet it is. David Dewhurst is a good man, a solid, decent, conservative man, ran up against the Ted Cruz buzzsaw and then the Dan Patrick buzzsaw, and I understand how the marketplace went there, but he could be mailing it in right now, and he's not. And God bless David Dewhurst. As we take a look at the various personalities that have brought us to this point in Texas history, if Governor Perry wants to ramp this up for another White House run, listen, there'll be a lot of Republicans running, a lot of people talking about conservatism on principle, but how many of them will be saying, I am the governor of a huge state run conservatively, and it has helped us build a storm shelter against the Obama years? How many other people are going to be able to say that?
Well, we're visiting with Mark Davis, author now, of Lone Star America, How Texas Can Save Our Country. Let me ask you about this, and I don't know how deeply you go into this in the book, but you seem to have, even in Texas, as we've seen nationally with the split in the Republican Party, which way is the Republican Party going to go? Is it going to go towards the Chris Christie side? Is it going to go towards the Rick Perry side or the Ted Cruz side? Do you get much into that? Because even in the state, you have people who, they love Rick Perry, but they also love Ted Cruz, and they just don't know which way they split on that level.
Well, and they, that doesn't have to be a binary choice. Those aren't mutually exclusive. There's a large shared agenda there. But in a lot of ways, it's a difference in style and approach. I've stumbled across a sentence some weeks back that I figured is worth repeating, that if Ted Cruz is the Constitution's professor, Rick Perry is its cheerleader. And there are enormous values to both. Enthusiastic support for fidelity to the Constitution and states' rights. That's Governor Perry. Of the fighting spirit of understanding every letter, every syllable of the Constitution, making sure that we cleave to it as best we can. That's Senator Cruz. There's a lot to be said for both of that. And the short answer to your question, Chad, is you bet I do, because we talk a little bit about battleground Texas and the attempt to somehow wrestle Texas back from the Republican Party, which would be a disaster, because as I mentioned, we are the only state that is fat with electoral votes that goes reliably Republican every time. We're always biting our nails to the nub, wondering what Florida and Ohio are going to do, but Texas electoral votes, bam, belong to the Republican Party. You can count on that. If you can't count on that anymore, good luck electing a Republican president. But to finish the answer, yes, we have there as across the American landscape, there are lots of ways to be Republican in Texas. There's an establishment here. There's a Tea Party stripe here. And so we're going to have our internecine squabbles there as well.
Well, and it's not going to just be the Republicans. I mean, you see it on the left too, with with the liberals who are saying that Hillary Clinton is not liberal enough. She's too moderate. So it goes on both parties. Both parties see it. It's just that Republicans have been in the White House a little too long.
Absolutely right. And the Texas Democrats have an interesting thing. For about 10 minutes there, they entertained the fantasy that Wendy Davis could beat Greg Abbott. And when she was the abortion rights rock star there, for about 10 minutes, it made some people nervous in Republican land. I said, listen, life is long. This election is nowhere close. All the memories of this are going to fade. Eventually, Wendy Davis, who is a woman of great accomplishment, I take nothing away from what she's been able to do. She's going to be, eventually, just another Democrat who's going to get rolled by the Republican nominee, because it is yet to be seen whether changing demographics or changing anything will turn Texas less red. But it's red right now. Abbott's going to win. He's going to win comfortably, and the Democrats will reshuffle the deck and see what they can do moving forward.
Visiting with Mark Davis here, I have just a couple of minutes left. Let me ask you this. How big of a shock would it be to the country if you have a Rick Perry or Ted Cruz go on to win? And do you think that right now that's doable? I mean, obviously the country, I think right now they want change, but that'd be a big shock to the system.
Yes, it would. Can it happen? Yes. Will it happen? I don't know. There's so much yet to be played out. But the answer to your question lies in the kind of campaign that a Republican nominee Ted Cruz or a Republican nominee Rick Perry would run. If there's a march to the Republican convention, which is now going to be in Cleveland, we didn't get it down here in Dallas. I told people we were not going to get it because Texas is safe and Ohio is not. They're going to try to give it to Ohio, but that's okay. We'll all go to Cleveland. We'll see what's going on. And if it's a Cruz or Perry nomination, indeed, there'll be, people will freak out. They'll write that this is crazy. It's too divisive. It's too conservative. But I think both Senator Cruz and Governor Perry are capable of running Reagan-esque style campaigns that appeal across some level. I mean, hardcore Democrats aren't going to vote for him, but you remember Reagan Democrats? Ted Cruz speaks often of opportunity conservatism. Rick Perry talks, listen, Rick Perry's going to have the border issues on his side, where some Democrats agree with him. So we'll have a lot of time to get used to it, if indeed it does happen.
Lone Star America, How Texas Can Save Our Country. You can get it on Amazon.com right now. Where else can they get it?
Your local Barnes & Noble, various other places, through Nook, through the Kindle world, all that high-tech stuff. Much appreciated, Chad. It's wonderful to be with you.
Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer in Dallas. Check him out next time you're in Dallas. And, of course, follow him on Twitter @MarkDavis. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, buddy.